AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Severe weather is not letting up in states in the southern plains like Texas.
We want to make sure that everyone understands that this is something that's coming. We can't prevent it. We can't move the river, but we can certainly move our citizens out of harm's way.
Mayor Domingo Montalvo in Wharton, Texas, is warning people the Colorado River is rising and they need to get out of their homes soon. Several rivers are rising after days of relentless rain, and more rain is in the forecast today in Texas and other states. About 7 miles of coastline around Los Angeles are closed. Mysterious balls of tar have been washing ashore. Coast Guard Captain Charlene Downey says helicopters are getting a look at the substance in the water.
And we also have teams that are collecting samples of the water and also the substance that was found.
Officials don't think there is a connection to the pipeline spill that created a 10-square-mile slick off the Santa Barbara coast last week. We have the first tropical storm of the Pacific season. Andres is off the coast of Mexico. It is not a threat to land. President Obama is in Miami.
All right, so what do we got?
Hugh is the chief of.
At his annual briefing at the National Hurricane Center, the president is warning climate change will make hurricanes and tropical storms more intense and more damaging. At the FIFA conference opening ceremony in Zurich, the president of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, says corruption in the soccer organization must end.
We cannot allow the reputation of football and FIFA to be dragged through the mud any longer. It has to stop here and now.
9 soccer officials and 5 other men are facing racketeering, money laundering, and wire fraud charges. Former New York Governor George Pataki has announced he is running for the Republican nomination for president. And Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev will formally be sentenced to death June 24th. This is AP Radio News. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 80 points. An iconic lighthouse in Martha's Vineyard is being moved.
The Gayhead Lighthouse is among the most endangered historic landmarks in the U.S. A $3 million effort to move it 129 feet inland would prevent the 160-year-old structure from tumbling down an eroding cliffside. Crews have already hoisted the 400-ton brick-and-mortar lighthouse about 6 feet off the ground, placing it on a wood and steel frame. Over the next few days, the 52-foot-high structure will be nudged along a network of steel beams and rollers by hydraulic jacks. If all goes as planned, it will arrive at its final destination on Saturday. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Tony and Janet Blundy pulled off a feat on the golf course as a couple. Tony got a hole-in-one in the 16th hole at the Ledge Meadow Golf Course in Michigan. His wife took her shot, and she got a hole-in-one, too. The odds of an ace on the same hole in the same round are 26 million to 1. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.